Good morning. My guest this morning is Tricia Fontan from the Audubon Canyon Ranch. Good morning, Patricia.
Good morning, Roland. How are you?
Fine, thanks. Yourself?
Good.
Okay. On Sunday, May the 18th, an event that is very exciting at the Bouverie Preserve. Talk about it.
So we'll be hosting our fourth annual Art of Eating, which is a food and wine day with a live and silent auction. The most exciting thing about it is that the proceeds benefit our education programs, but the day of event has some fantastic qualities. We have a courtyard with a tasting menu with five or six different local wineries and caterers providing you with wine tasting samples and appetizers.
Uh-huh.
We're calling it a vintage country picnic this year.
Yes, that sounds so good.
Yeah, and it's great. The idea of the courtyard is that you would feel like you were at the French market and you were sort of procuring the things that you would take on your picnic. And then you'll move into a tent seated portion where you and 10 other people will be at a table and you'll be presented food family style. And that'll be for the second half of the day. And that's a good three or four courses. We are going to be focusing on a program in the tent, which highlights Marty Griffin, the founder of ACR, who over 50 years ago had the foresight to preserve the land that's our original preserve, the Martin Griffin Preserve on the Bolinas Lagoon, which is the egret heronry.
Right.
And
50 years ago.
50.
You know, I remember that. That was when I first came to Sonoma County.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
The actual Bouverie Preserve was given to us by David Bouverie because he was so inspired by what Marty had done at the canyon that we now call the Martin Griffin Preserve, but what most people know as the Bolinas Lagoon Preserve or the original location of Audubon Canyon Ranch. And we're also honoring Carolyn Wente. And she's a fourth generation winemaker, and that's largely because the Les Dames d'Escoffier are huge supporters of this event for us. And we feel like the connection between MFK Fisher, who lived at the Bouverie Preserve, and the Les Dames is an integral part of making this event a success, largely. And Carolyn and her family are one of the original wine families of California. So that's
really
great.
This is really a sort of a milestone Sonoma County event.
It is a rare opportunity for you to be on the Bouverie Preserve if you're not a third or fourth grader or the parent of a third or fourth grader. And for you to experience all sorts of local food and wine in a beautiful day that the proceeds are just to a really great cause. I mean, you can't beat the education programs at Audubon
Canyon
Ranch.
Right. The MFK Fisher exhibit is also a really rare opportunity.
It is. And we have this fantastic curator, Randy Tarpey Schwed, and he's decided to focus this year's exhibit on a book that she titled called Wine is Life. And with the honoring of Carolyn Wente, we feel like this is a really good tie together about how MFK was a pioneer in sort of farm to table, but she was also a pioneer in this idea that California as a wine sort of maven was respectable. And and she did a lot for Sonoma County wines. And we want to make sure that we honor all the roles that she played, not just, you know, her role as a cookbook author.
Well, this is going to be a wonderful Sonoma County day for the lucky people who get to go to it.
It's a rare, rare, rare event. It's got a lot of fantastic elements, and it's beautiful. And David Bouverie's whole property is fantastic. I mean, he's a world-renowned architect, and his property really exhibits that really, really well.
Tricia, thanks very much for coming in and telling us about this.
Oh, thank you for having me.
And let's tell people once again that this is Sunday, May the 18th, 12:30 to 4:30 p.m. at the Bouverie Preserve. For information, I know you're all waiting for this, the telephone number, 415-868-9244. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.